USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Biden delivered an update on Ukraine and said United States and its allies who are pledging new sanctions over Russia's latest aggression are working together and have been for weeks.
We have shown the United States and our allies and partners are working in unison, which he hasn't been counting on, Mr. Putin. We're united in our support of Ukraine. We are united in our opposition to Russian aggression. And we're united in our resolve to defend our NATO alliance. And we're united in our understanding of the urgency and seriousness of the threat Russia is making to global peace and stability.
Along with heavy banking sanctions, President Joe Biden also authorized additional movements of U.S. forces and military equipment in Europe to strengthen Baltic allies in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. As the U.S. daily COVID rate of death falls below 2,000 for the first time in months, there are still 13 states reporting daily death rates increasing by over 10%. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
AT&T is ending some older services, and with that story, here's USA's Lance Pryde.
AT&T is flipping the switch off on 3G service. On Tuesday, the wireless carrier will shut down its 3G network, which means multiple older smartphones and countless other devices that depend on 3G service inoperable. Verizon was the first to launch a 3G network in the United States back in 2002, during a time when the BlackBerry was the top smartphone to own. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
U.S. women's soccer stars have reached a $24 million settlement with the U.S. Soccer Federation following a lawsuit over unequal pay with men's players. The landmark settlement was announced years after a group of five women's national team players filed an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaint over inequality in pay and treatment. According to the terms of the settlement, U.S. Soccer will pay men and women at an equal rate in the future in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. Stay updated 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A shark has put together a new pharmacy that could save you big bucks. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Billionaire investor Mark Cuban announced the launch of his online pharmacy at the beginning of the year. Cuban was asked on Fox Business if he'd ever consider running for president in the future, and he says he thinks this new company will be a better focus for him.
What I'm finding out, particularly with CostPlusDrugs.com, I can have a far greater impact than trying to pretend whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat and playing party politics.
He says the goal of the online pharmacy is to eliminate middlemen and bring lower drug prices to Americans. A Gallup poll released in September found that some 18 million Americans reported being unable to afford at least one doctor-prescribed medication in the previous 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, they say good things come in twos, and on this particular Tuesday, I guess it does. The date is February 22nd, 2022. Of course, when you write it, it's 2-22-22 on a Tuesday. The last time there was a six-digit palindrome date, which is what this is called, was November 11th, 2011. It's also a special day for people heading to their nearest chapel to get married. And in Sacramento, California, 222 couples will participate in a wedding at the state capitol, ceremony starting at 2 o'clock Pacific time and concluding precisely at 2:22 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.